It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and we're having a great time this week as we're taking a look at all the in-hymn verses in the Bible. There's a lot of them, friend. Paul wrote over 160 of them in his letters. Talks about what we have in our relationship with Christ Jesus. We've been grafted into the family, and when we are born again, we're baptized into the body of Christ. Jesus gave us some great in-hymn messages in John 15, and it talks about being fruitful in Him. He said this in verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Do you know every believer longs for a life that matters, for works that count, for a legacy that endures beyond just our mere lifetime, which is so short? Jesus gives us the key. The key is to abide in him. And in one of his final conversations with his disciples, on the eve before his crucifixion, he painted a picture that they would never forget. He said, "I'm the vine, and you are the branches." The relationship between the vine and the branches, it's inseparable, and it's so vital. You see, the branch has no life apart from the vine. It can't bear fruit on its own. It's dead. Its only role is just to remain connected and allowing the life of the vine to flow freely through it so it can bear fruit. Jesus is teaching us that the Christian life is not about effort. It's about abiding in him. See, fruitfulness is not achieved. It's received. He went on to say in verse 16, he said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Notice that promise. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Not just some fruit. Not occasional fruit. Much fruit. And the measurement of our fruitfulness is determined by the closeness of our connection with Jesus. The more we abide, the more his life flows and the more fruit that appears. You read it in Galatians chapter 5 when he lists the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All those come from being connected to the vine. And that vine is Jesus Christ. But he also warns us, he says, "Without me, you can do nothing." This is a sobering truth, friend. Our talents, our resources, even our best intentions, they can't produce eternal fruit. Activity's not the same thing as fruitfulness. Understand that. Busyness doesn't equal blessing. The only works that last are those that are born out of abiding in Christ. And he added there in verse 16, "You didn't choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, fruit that should remain." That's remarkable when you think about it. We're not self-appointed disciples trying to prove our worth. We've been chosen. We've been appointed and empowered by Christ. We learned that yesterday, that we have authority in him to live out fruitful lives. And this fruit's not temporary. It remains. It's eternal, and it has an impact. Sometime in the next week or two, I'm going to be teaching on the subject of purpose and destiny. And I believe every child of God is born with a blueprint in their heart for destiny and purpose in this life. There are no accidents in Christ. No, we have a blueprint stamped on our heart, and God has a plan for your life. He chose us to bear fruit. Consider this. When you abide in him, your words carry life that echoes into eternity. When you are led to speak with someone about Christ or about their world that's falling apart, your acts of love, they ripple far beyond what you can see. God makes appointed times for us. He brings us into situations with people who are hurting. And your prayers bear fruit in lives that you may never meet this side of heaven. Nothing done in Christ is wasted. And this truth is freeing, friend. You don't have to strain to be significant. You don't have to try to force results. All we have to do is abide in Him. That's our responsibility, to be in the vine. And remember that we're a branch, and that branch is connected to the vine. And we need Him to be fruitful. To remain in Him by prayer, by getting into God's Word, by obeying when He speaks in our spirit. And as you do this, fruit will come naturally. You know, I have banana trees at my home in Florida, and every once in a while I look out, and a few times a year, bananas just appear on the banana trees, and I don't see the trees straining, saying, oh, I need to get a banana out of me today. Nope, they just show up because of abiding, because they're connected to the life source. And here's the promise. Fruitfulness in Him is not just about what you do. It's about who you become in Him. Remember, we read in 2 Corinthians 5 that, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And as the life of Christ flows into you and through you, you're transformed into His image. And the fruit that grows is growing from Christ Himself, and it's expressed through your life. So in Him, we have fruitfulness, and that's powerful. But not only are we fruitful, we're also complete in Him. See, Paul wrote this in Colossians, and right now I'm writing a commentary on Colossians. It's my second favorite book in the New Testament. First would have to be Romans, and my second is Colossians. I love the book of Colossians. It's so powerful. This is what Paul said in my favorite chapter of the Bible, which is Colossians 2. He said this, and you are complete, verse 10, in Him who is the head of all principality and power. That word, complete in Him, is a powerful word. The world constantly tells us that we're not enough. You're not talented enough. You're not beautiful enough. You need my products to make you better. Advertisers, they build empires on trying to convince us that we need more possessions, more status, more beauty, more success to finally feel complete. But you know what? The Apostle Paul declares something very radical. He says, you are complete in Him. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not enough. To be complete means you lack nothing. You're fully supplied. You're whole. It's the opposite of emptiness. It's the opposite of insufficiency or inadequacy. And Paul roots this completeness not in ourselves or our achievements, our works, not even in our relationships, but it's found in Christ. In Him, we're whole. We're complete. And this is such good news for the restless heart, because many believers, they live as though Christ saved them, but he left them to finish the work. But that's not true, friend. They strive to add something to grace. You can't add anything to grace. Not rules, not rituals, not performance, not approval. Grace is enough. But the gospel declares Christ plus nothing equals everything. Did you get that? Christ plus nothing equals everything. In Him, you're complete. The moment you were placed in Him, at the moment of your conversion, you became complete. Paul emphasizes that this completeness flows from Christ's supremacy. See, a lot of people, they spend their entire life trying to find happiness in a man or in a woman. You're never going to find someone who completes you. You need to be found complete in Him. Now, there's power in having a mate. It's a wonderful thing to have a spouse, because if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. It becomes multiplication. It's wonderful. But listen, you may be single today and thinking, wow, Keith, I'm alone, and I don't know if anybody's going to ever be in my life. Listen, you're complete in Jesus. You don't need another person to complete you. Because Christ is above every authority in heaven and on earth, and nothing can be added to Him. And this truth liberates us from comparisons. We so often compare ourselves with ourselves. But you don't have to measure yourself against others, because your worth is not found in what you lack. It's found in who you have. And that frees us from striving, because we're not working to become complete. We're living from the completeness that we've already been given. And friend, to live complete in Him does not mean life is free from struggle. Not at all. We still grow. We still mature. And we're still sanctified day by day. I have to crucify my flesh daily. Daily. But growth doesn't come from adding what is missing. It comes from experiencing what we already have in Christ. Think about a child born into a wealthy family. On the very day of birth, that child already possesses the inheritance just by his name and his position as a child. Now, they're going to grow in understanding and enjoying it. And so it is with Christ. In Him, we already have everything we will ever need. We are complete in Him. Now we learn to walk in the riches of that completeness. And this gives us the security that we need in our life. Oh, the enemy's still going to whisper, "You're lacking. You're not enough. You're unfinished." But the Word of God answers back. You are complete in Him. Not someday, not partially, but now and fully in Him. So rest in this truth, my friend. Christ is enough, and in Him, so are you. You are complete in Him. Today on Fresh Oil, we talked about the fact that we are fruitful in Him. We can't abide away from the vine and expect to bear fruit. So we're fruitful in Him, and now we learn that we're complete in Him. Never let anybody tell you that you're not enough. Friend, you are complete in Christ. And I believe God has gifted each one of us with special gifts and special abilities for the kingdom of God. And you can use those gifts and become fruitful in Christ. And it makes life worth living, friend. It really, really does. So we live in Him. We move, we have our being. It's all found in Christ Jesus. If you're listening today and you've never encountered Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to become in Him. The Bible teaches us that if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Call out to Him today. He loves you with an everlasting love. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fresh Oil.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at WeNeedGod.com. Until next time. Remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.